USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The relationship between the United States and Mexico has never been closer than it is right now. And as the president said a little while ago, people were betting against that. They were actually betting against that. But it's never been stronger, never been closer. We're doing a tremendous job together.
President Trump speaking there as he welcomes the president of Mexico to the White House. The president continues.
We're cherished friends, partners, and neighbors. Our cooperation is founded on mutual trust and mutual respect between the two of us and between our two countries. And we honor the great dignity of both nations.
The Congressional Budget Office is estimating that the federal deficit will set a new record high in the first 9 months of the fiscal year, that high being $2.7 trillion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
After Senate Democrats blocked his police reform bill, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott isn't giving up hope.
I'm an eternal optimist. So I'm always looking for the silver lining. But the conversations that are now, folks who are now calling me about the legislation from the other side suggest that perhaps it's not dead. We may have a Lazarus moment. We may not.
Speaking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr, Senator Scott says he's willing to make some changes in the Senate bill that Senate Democrats would not even let get to the House floor.
My bill did not have racial profiling in it. It's in the House bill. That is something that we would at least take a look at, being able to have more information on racial profiling so that we draw better conclusions, number one.
A key witness during President Trump's impeachment proceedings is retiring from the U.S. Army. Without proof, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman says his future will be forever limited because of retaliation from President Trump and his allies. Vindman served in the military for over 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as schools continue to decide how they're going to reopen, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city has a plan they're hoping to put forward.
When we know that health and safety means social distancing, therefore we have to use a lot more space for fewer kids, it makes very clear the approach we will use is blended learning. And blended learning simply means at some points in the week, you're learning in person in the classroom. At other points in the week, you're learning remotely. And we all know remote learning is not perfect, but we've also seen a lot of kids benefit greatly from it.
The Republican National Convention has some changes in store, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has that story.
The Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida this August will include daily coronavirus tests and temperature checks for all attendees. President Trump will be accepting the Republican nomination at an arena that holds 15,000 people despite concerns about the spread of the virus in enclosed spaces and the recent spike in cases in several states, including Florida. The venue for the president's speech was relocated to Jacksonville in June after disagreements over how to host the event derailed plans to have it in North Carolina. The official business of the convention is still set to take place in Charlotte.
And for more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.